How many of you have truly made the decision that this earth is not your home? I'll tell you one of the ways you can truly know whether or not you've made this earth your home. Are you so attached to this earth and including this world system? This earth with all its drama, with all its madness, and with all the beauty that is here. Are you so attached to this world that you love to see this go on forever? The mix of beauty and madness. And you're okay. You're okay as long as you can have your house, your food. Maybe you're willing to give up your relationship with the Lord Jesus, if you have that relationship established, in order to maintain this world as it is. Ladies and gentlemen, don't think for a minute that the only people who will be trying to prevent the Lord Jesus from returning to this earth to set up his kingdom, to put his throne in Jerusalem. Don't think for a minute that the only people who will be trying to prevent that from happening will be people who either practice religions other than Christianity, people who say they are devotees devoted to religions other than Christianity, and people who will say they're not devoted to any religion. They're going to be people who will say that they're devoted to Christianity, who are going to be helping wage war against the Lord Jesus Christ and those of us, his saints, who will be returning with him when he comes to shut down the drama and the madness and to set up his throne in Jerusalem. Remember now, the Lord has already told us in his word that the time is coming when people will kill the people of God and think they're doing God a favor. They're going to be so deluded, so deceived. How many people do we know today who are amongst those who will say in the judgment, when the Lord says, lets them know, he's sending them away into eternal damnation. How many of them are going to say to him, but Lord, Lord, in your name I cast out demons. In your name I healed the sick. In your name I preached the gospel everywhere I went. How many? Many. The Lord Jesus said, in that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name I did this, I did that. Many. The Buddhist is not claiming to do things in Jesus' name. In other words, as Jesus' representative. There are so many people who worship, so many who are followers of so many other different religions, they do not claim to be doing anything as Jesus' representatives. They do not claim to have an intimate connection with Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior, as their Lord, their Master, and their Savior. Those who will say, but Lord, in your name, I did this and I did that, will be those who, while on this earth before the judgment, will have passed themselves off as being followers of Jesus Christ, will pass themselves off as being people who were devoted to the Lord Jesus. And he's going to say to them, I never knew you. I never had a relationship with you. And he's going to have them thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Eternal damnation is going to be especially miserable for the people who will have spent time around the true saints of God, and who, instead of following the examples of the ones who were genuine and sincere, they continue to work their works of wickedness, their works of iniquity, their wickedness, their devilment, as they took steps to spy on the true saints of God and to pass along the information that they gathered, as they work with others who don't care about the Lord Jesus Christ to prevent God's true saints from reaching their destiny, from fulfilling their calling in life. People who will have been liars and slanderers as a lifestyle, and yet claiming to have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. As the Bible says, the Lord knows those who are his. And there are many from amongst us. And there's nothing new about it. This is the way it was during the Old Testament days. This is the way it was during the New Testament days. It's the way it is now. It's the way it's going to be right up until the Lord Jesus comes back. There are going to be plenty of people portraying themselves as being sheep when they're really wolves. The Lord knows who they are. And so do his angels. And that's why he has said to us, don't you try to uproot the weeds, the fake, the pretenders, the hypocrites from the wheat, the real, the genuine followers of Christ. Let them just grow up together. And at the end of the age, the angels who know who's who will separate them out. They'll snatch up those fake pretending weeds and make sure that they are set aside for their destruction. So you need to know, don't just be looking outside the building to try to determine who might be trying to harm God's people. Because a lot of the folks who are doing the harm right now are inside the building with you. Don't let even that intimidate you, though. It's so important that we be faithful no matter what. Listen to James chapter 1, where we begin our look. And I'm not saying this is the first scripture where this is shown. This is just where I'm beginning it for no particular reason. Here we go. Verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. The crown of life promised to those who love God. See what he's telling us there? The crown of life for those who stand the test, proving, showing, demonstrating that they love God.